Hey folks, welcome back. Took a bit of a break, getting the channel off the ground, and now we 7,000 plus people subscribing, and that is very cool. And people are watching us. Really appreciate it. More comments, which has been nice to see how the other people think. But we'd obviously like a lot more. Meanwhile, it's been a crazy week, hasn't it? I mean, we thought that Andretti being refused was a big story. Then came an even bigger story, which was Lewis to Ferrari, and now we have this story, which is the future of Christian Horner amid some pretty sordid allegations that are being investigated. But I don't want to move on that because our facts man, Jad, where are we with this? What is actually happening?
Indeed, Paul, it's been a crazy week. And just when we thought that we will try to start focusing on the 2024 launch season, here we are with Horner's latest story. So the news was out yesterday that Christian Horner is under internal investigation by Red Bull, the parent company that owns Red Bull Racing. And the investigation has been outsourced to a specialist barrister who will take care of this. And it's regarding inappropriate behavior towards another employee within the racing team, a female employee, with some media outlets quoting incredibly controlling behavior. Now, it seems for now, Horner can stay in his position until the investigation is over and the results are out. Then decisions will be taken. But as you know, Paul, in F1, nothing is what it seems. So is there something behind the scenes happening? What do you think?
Okay, first of all, Horner is not guilty until he is proven guilty. And he's got to be considered innocent. This could be a smear campaign, or this could be very true. If it's very true, then there's a problem because they'll have to fire him. However, if this is like a battle, and this is what I'm seeing, if you ask the question, what else is there? There's this split that I never knew existed. And I don't know if anyone knew existed. At Red Bull, there seems to be a power struggle between Milton Keynes and Salzburg. Milton Keynes, where the Formula One team has been held, and obviously the Salzburg headquarters of Red Bull. Now, there was always harmony because Dietrich Mateschitz wanted it his way, and his way was the way it has been up until very recently. However, apparently there were moves over the weekend to cover up the story. The Telegraph, for instance, was threatened to be sued. So look, there's smoke, there's a fire. But what I see, and this is totally personal and a speculation, is that there is a Red Bull team whose leadership is in crisis. There is something not good going down at Red Bull. That's how I see it at the moment. I mean, what's your perspective?
Exactly, Paul. We have to be very careful when we're talking about these kind of topics. He's innocent until proven guilty. We don't know what's actually going on. But at the same time, you cannot ignore various reports in the media that have been talking about trouble in paradise. Since Dietrich...
Nice. I like that. I like that. Trouble in paradise. Very good.
So since Dietrich Mateschitz died, there's a new CEO at Red Bull, Oliver Mintzlaff. And it seems that he doesn't want to run the business the way Didi ran it before. So there's been more pressure on Red Bull Racing to enter under the umbrella of the mother company. So this is one of the things many have been talking about. Now, would they go ahead and initiate something like this just to put Horner in his place? This would be mad. You're ruining your crown jewel, Red Bull Racing. So this would be mad. If you look at it this way, yeah, like you said, where there's smoke, there's fire. So there's something happening over there. And like we said, we have to wait for the investigation to be over. There have also been reports that there have been problems and a power struggle between Horner and Dr. Helmut Marko even. Wow, these guys have been working so well together in F1. So this report is there, especially when recently, previously this year, until Helmut Marko's contract with the team was renewed, there was these talks about the trouble between them. And when Marko was asked to comment about what Horner said, He answered simply, "I'm not going to say anything about this. No support, nothing." So yeah, lots of interesting stuff going on in the background, but we have to wait, honestly, to see what is true and what's not.
Well, what is true from where I'm sitting, perspective-wise, is it's trouble in paradise, as you said. Trouble in paradise means immediately when this news came out, I thought Max Verstappen. What is he thinking? What is Max, the crown jewel, actually, at Red Bull Racing? What did he see to this? First of all, I see a split in the team, which I didn't know existed. I don't know if anyone, it seemed like a well-oiled machine and this thing was going to run forever, but not. Ahead of the 2024 season, there is a crisis. You know, they're going to deny it, but there is a crisis. You know, when your boss is accused of this stuff, it means his dissent. Then you have a cabal actually saying that another cabal is actually smearing Horner. It's not cool. This is not how you want your team to go into a new season. And Max will be thinking, wow, Lewis just inked a deal that's going to see him at Ferrari for a while. Maybe that Mercedes deal isn't such a bad idea. There will be a lot of phone calls going around. And of course, the Newey factor. You know, as much as everyone wants Max Verstappen, really, you want Adrian Newey. And actually, before this broke, I actually wrote a piece on my outside line, which is Newey and Verstappen are next. After Lewis has his stint at Ferrari, let's give it a 2 to 5 year stint. Why not Verstappen go to Ferrari? Why not sooner? If this thing goes ballistic, I can see Max moving way sooner, because there'll be, for Max and for Newey, there will be exit clauses should so-and-so go or should so-and-so call or whatever the case might be. But this is the last thing Red Bull needed ahead of the new season.
Yeah, this news couldn't have come at a worse time for Red Bull. You know, they're getting ready to launch their 2024 campaign. It's a title defense campaign. The car launch is going to be on the 15th of February. So it's the worst time for this to happen. But again, going back to the top management level at Red Bull, they've been rattling the ship ever since Matschitz died. Like what happened at AlphaTauri. We reported earlier this year that, sorry, in 2023, we reported earlier that Marco said it. The top management at Red Bull are not happy with how AlphaTauri is running, both on and off track. It seems on track, it was clear, they're lost. Off track, I think financial figures were not making sense. And then by the end of the year, new name, Franz Tost, who's known to be a longtime friend of Matschitz, is out. You have Lauren McKees, Peter Bayer running the show now. This very nice, attractive name, Visa, Cash App, RB, whatever. And yeah, it's an all new start for this team. So they've done that. But I understand them doing it for that team. It's a junior team. But to go and do it with Red Bull, it would be crazy. Unless there's something serious happening over there. And like you said, it's valid for Max now to think about the future. He has a deal until 2028. I don't know if he will see it through. It depends if Horner is ousted, who's going to replace him? So many questions that have no answers yet. F1 always throws you a curveball, and we have to wait for it to happen.
I echo your thoughts. But most of all, I'm disappointed. I really, really hope this is not true and it's just a misunderstanding or, you know, maybe a smear campaign. I like Christian Horner. I think he's been really good for the sport. I think he's an amazing team principal. I like the feud he's had with Toto Wolff. I think it's part of the Formula One narrative forever. And it would be a very sad demise for him. But at the same time, I hope he fights it through and I wish him good luck. If he's guilty, well, then, you know, so be it. You know, you just ruined your own life by being silly. But for now, Christian is innocent until proven guilty. And I hope the barrister comes to a conclusion that can allow him either to remain as team principal and for things to carry on as they were, or big, big changes, as you say. Time will tell. Thank you for watching, guys. And this story won't end. Stay tuned on our site because we'll do a lot more reporting around this. And of course, there's still the Lewis story that will never die and the Andretti story that we must never forget. So until the next one, thanks for following us. Thanks for subscribing. If you agree, let us know. If you don't agree, let us know too. Give us a follow if you like. Thanks a lot.